This is a student forum of the Webster Groves High School newspaper, The Echo. Views expressed in this publication are not necessarily of Webster Groves High School, WGSD administration, or the Webster community, but of the student, staff, or citizen that is featured. In today's edition of Voices of Webster, junior editor Lydia Uris interviews junior Marie Dapper on her experience as a German exchange student.
So there are a lot of similarities between like Germany and the US. I think the biggest difference would be food, because everything is just bigger over here, including food as well. The portions are bigger, cars are bigger, even shopping carts are bigger, and like streets are bigger, like everything is just bigger. And then the food, we don't eat so much cheese, which is very funny. And it's also, some things are very sweet, and I think it's very funny. And at the beginning that was like the biggest culture shock for me, but now I'm kind of used to it and I like it, so that's nice. I do miss bread, like German bread, because it's different. Bread is also sweeter than in Germany. So yeah, I feel very comfortable here and I like Webster Groves, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
So like, what does your life look like here, over here?
So my host mom is Teresa Adams, she's in the office. I also have a host dad and a host sister, she's 2 years old. Basically, I really love my host family. Normally I would get to school by bus, which I don't. And school in Germany is also very, very different. I will not explain their school system because it's too complicated. I would also say it is more difficult than in the US. Of course, if I would take like AP classes, that's like something else, but yeah. And also school in Germany focuses more on general knowledge. So we don't have like classes like web design or housing. And yeah, so I do know 4 languages, like kind of. So I know German, English, and then kind of Spanish and kind of French, because we are required to learn more languages. And that is like basically the only thing we can choose, like languages or science. But we don't get to choose like web design or theater or whatever.
And other than classes, is there anything that you like about that's different that you like about America?
Well, there are a lot of things. So for example, the traditions or the school spirit in general. We don't really have school spirit in my school in Germany, because sports and schools are separated. So we do have PE, and sometimes we do have clubs like soccer club, but they're mostly separated. So mostly they're extracurricular. So you would go to school and after that you go to a sport, but you probably don't have sport like with your like classmates. This is something I really like the school spirit. And I do love the traditions like Thanksgiving, and I'm very excited for Halloween, because in Germany we realize that there is Halloween, but we don't really do stuff. So also Christmas, I'm very excited how it is, and yeah, general traditions. And we also don't really have dances, so homecoming was really cool. And yeah, I'm probably gonna go to prom.
So what is your, like, where in Germany are you, and you know, who do you live with?
Mm-hmm. I live in the southwest of Germany in the Black Forest. That's like, do you know like cuckoo clocks? Have you ever heard of that?
Oh wait, yeah. The clock, yeah
they're from there. And I live with my mom and dad, so I was really happy when I noticed like that I have a host sister, because I do have siblings, but they are all already have kids. For example, like my oldest brother is 38, so yeah, I have 4 nephews, and but they don't live with us, so that was pretty cool. And I really like my school in Germany. I also really like my friends. I have a little friend group that was like why it was kind of hard for me to leave Germany, but because it was my dream to come like to the US to have this high school experience, I went.
So you've always wanted to come to the U.S. and do a year here?
Kind of always. So when I was younger, like in elementary school, like the U.S. fascinated me, like in movies. And like in 2016, I decided I'm gonna do an exchange year. And then I was kind of keen to go to like Ireland or like England. I wanted to go somewhere like English, like a country that speaks English. But then I decided I want to go to the U.S. because I really like to have that whole experience, you know.
This has been another edition of Voices of Webster. Thank you for listening. To find out more information about the Echo, visit our website at wgecho.org. Tune in next Friday for a new episode of this podcast. Music is Beauty Flow by Kevin MacLeod.